Tripp, let me ask you, though, because this is a crucial question for this election. If not Ron Paul, do you not vote at all? I mean, I'm trying to figure out what happens to passionate people like you all if he's not running. Do you vote for Barack Obama? Do you write his name? What do you do?
Oh, well, if Ron Paul doesn't get the nomination, then I'm probably going to write his name in. I mean, I've worked a long time on this campaign. He's the person I want to be president of the United States. And my vote doesn't belong to the Republicans or the Democrats. My vote belongs to me. And I'm choosing to vote for Ron Paul.
Would you hope he runs as a third-party candidate, even if that means Barack Obama wins, Ron Paul does not win, and neither does the Republican nominee Paul?
No, and Ron Paul said countless amount of times that he will not run third-party, and he has no intention of doing so. And it's very important to remember that he ran as a congressman 12 times with the Republican Party, and he's won. Mm-hmm. So, and he's running as a Republican for president, so I think his best shot is in the Republican Party, and that's the way he's going to run, and he's the only one that can win.
Lisa, what do you think about what some might say is the irony of the fact that here you are at age 20, passionate about the oldest guy running this time, who would be the oldest president ever of the United States if he won?
Well, what I think is that his message of liberty and personal liberty and prosperity is one that's pretty young. I mean, our nation was founded on it. It's a message that's been around for over 200 years, but it reaches out to the younger generation. As we know, as a lot of college students know, that we need to, in order to secure our futures, we need to look at seriously at this economic crisis that we're in. And Ron Paul's the only candidate that's prepared to do that right now.